Okay. Why some comment came on? Okay. What do you say, Zion?
Yeah,
Or Pekas? Dini Muktzah B'Shabbes, Zion, right? Did you say Zion?
Yes, I said Zion through Yudala.
Through Yud-Dalet.
Yes. Yudala, including Yudala.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so Zion. Davar she'ein alav shem kli klal. Let's say something doesn't have a kli. A status of kli at all could go in etzim, ba'avonim, pachtichas, barzel, chadoyim, wood, stone, pieces of metal, and anything similar. Asurim gamkein b'chol tiltul, then those are not allowed to be taken at all. Afilu tzarek guvan tzarek l'koyman. Even if you need the place, even if you need it, meaning you find a piece of metal laying on the floor and you want to use it to open up your peanuts or your walnuts or whatever, you're not allowed to. All right? Afilu tzarek guvan Ella imkein. Yichadu be'erev Shabbos le'ezah tashmish she'yishtamash bo'el. Unless you meyachid and on erev Shabbos for whatever it is that you need, meaning if you saw the metal before Shabbos and you said, "Oh, I'm going to use that metal on Shabbos," then it would be okay. All right. V'lachein also lito kesem, you're not allowed to take a little piece of wood. Lachtzitz by Shinov to clean out your teeth. Neiros she'ein and shleimus gamkin ein shem kli aleim and candles. This, believe it or not, this is actually a common question. Candles that are not having them haven't been used are all don't also don't have a shem kli. Vasurim b'chol tiltul and they're also in kol tiltul. People ask if they could put birthday candles in a cake without lighting them. Right. So the lechayra that has when it's not lit, it has a din of a kli, so then it's really not a problem. But I tell them to be meyached them from before. But they're really b'etzim
Didn't we say
also
there's a whole
b'chol
thing with
tilda.
candles anyway?
What?
Isn't there like a whole thing with candles anyway?
What do you
We're not
mean?
supposed to be using candles.
Oh, that's a different story. But if
Different.
you're right, you're right. That's whether we should whether candles is for birthdays is avodah zarah or whatever goyish
Yeah,
thing.
what is our that's just
Yeah, that's true. But this are unlit, so that's lechera not avodah zarah.
Oh, so unlit. You could use it unlit. Okay.
Yeah, b'chem. I'm saying on Shabbos, so you meyachid it, and that's it. B'chem sulam shel aliyah ain't a love taras kli, and a ladder of an aliyah meaning it doesn't have a taras kli on it, and you can't move it, right? But a regular ladder that you use around your house, that lechera is okay. Fine. Kli ches, kli shemalachti leheter. Let's say it's a kli shemalachti leheter, which is everything, a chair, shtender, or afilu leiser uleheter, or something that's even for iser and heter, could go in kederas, pots, because pots, you can make a salad in it, that's leheter. Or you can make a soup in it, that's leiser, because you're not allowed to make soup. All right? Afilu kelim meusim, even dirty kelim, the b'shabas muktzah machmas mius. Mutter, even on Shabbos when they're mutter because they're disgusting, it's also mutter. Mutter l'taltan afilu rak b'shvil kli, and you're allowed to take it even for the kli shalei yigonev v'yishover so that it doesn't get stolen or broken. Aval shalei l'tara klal also l'taltan, but if it's no reason whatsoever, then you can't take it. Kisvei hakodesh and kisvei hakodesh v'oichlin and oichlin mutter l'taltan afilu shalei l'tara klal. You're allowed to take them even shalei l'tara. Test kashem she also l'taltal as a muktzah. The same way, it's also to take muktzah ayas and noilad or anything that was born today. Kach also litin kli tachtein. You're not even allowed to put a kli under them. That it should that thing should fall into it. Kivan shal yedei zeh hu mevatel as a kli because by doing that it's mevatel the kli shelo yichlu taltal loy that you can no longer take it. But chibru sham betit, and it's as if you attached it there with cement. Meaning, this is called mevatel kli mehechana. You're using the kli for something that is muksa. Right? Ayin la'el simin ayin hey sefir alef. Aval mutu lichve sal lefnei afreichim. But you're allowed to turn over a basket in front of chicks kedei sheyalav yedo in order for them to go up and down ki la'acha shelo yiyu alav because since they don't stay in the basket. Mutulatatala is you mutter to take. I mean, once they're not there, you can just remove it. Bimhayu Allah ben Ashmashas, and let's say the birds were on their ben Ashmashas, and we know whatever status things have ben Ashmashas, that's what they retain. Right? Nesar asal, but tiltul chalayim, then you taka cannot move the sal the whole day. Yud, offer v'chol hatzavar b'zavius b'chatzar. If you have dirt and sand that's piled up in a corner, b'chatzar b'bayis, in a house or a chatzar b'bayis, mutar l'tadali, it's mutar to move it. Given the tzavra, since he piled it up there, zui hazmanosa l'tashmish, that is the hazmana for tashmish. Aval imhu mufuzar batal l'gabi karka. But if it's spread out, meaning because back then they had dirt, they used boxes of dirt in the house, and whenever they needed to smooth out the floor, they would just sprinkle some dirt on it. But so that's considered that you already made a hazmana that it's no longer muksa. But once you spread it out, then it's bottled to the karka, but also the total, then it's also to carry it. Meaning, so from the box of dirt that you have in the house, that's mutter. But to go taking dirt that's already on the floor, then that's also. Before Shabbos, you cut off a branch from a tree to wave it, and to chase away the flies. Similar things. If you did it, if you cut it out of Shabbos, it's mutter to use in Shabbos. Since you were meyachid for this, so cool, you made it a kli. But you're not allowed to take a branch, meaning a piece out of a broom, Sherehu muksa, because it's muksa, because you weren't planning on using it before Shabbos. Afilu natle akum also l'tatel. Even if a guy took it, is also to take it. Yud aleph nesarim shel balabatim. So these pieces of wood that balabatim have, chain and imdim l'schayra, meaning it's meant for home use, and they're not meant for business. Mutter l'tatelan, it is mutter to take them. V'shel uman, but if it's for a worker, then it's also because for him, it's meant for business. Unless he thought about it on Friday to use it on Shabbos. Yud beis kol muksa ena aser ela betiltul. All muksa is only aser betiltul. Alva negiya ba'alma sheina menadonai shari. But just to touch it and not shaking it is mutter. That's a big misunderstanding in the world. The world thinks that muksa you can't touch. You're allowed to touch muksa. You just can't shake it. You're allowed to touch a menorah that's standing. Afilu neiros dalkos, but even if there are neiros in it, dvar heter hamunach gabi muksa, and you also could put a dvar heter on something that's muksa. I will also liga a menorah hatzluya, but it's also to touch a menorah that's hanging, because ki gabi negiya ba'amahu menadla, because then even with touching it, it's going to shake. And it's mutter to cover off something that's muksa with something that's not muksa, that you're allowed to do. That's not called bitul kli me'echani like we learned before. There you're putting it under. Here you're putting it on top. You're allowed to move muksa back with the back of your hand. Let's say you left some muksa on the kli. The most common example of this is somebody left a cell phone on the bed, or something else, books on the bed, a wallet on the bed, etc., makeup on the bed, or it fell there on Shabbos. If you need the kli that's mutter, or the place that it is mutter, lot in the nara, you could shake it. You move the kli house, and you shake off the muksa. All right? But the better thing to do is shake it off first before carrying it. Same thing, if you forget about money that's in the wallet, that's in your baget, and you're meaning in your baget, or you left it in your pocket. You need your baget. So turn it over and shake it out. But for muktzah alone, that you're not allowed to do it, meaning for the sake of the muktzah. If you put it there before Shabbos with kavana, so that meaning you purposely left your money in your pocket, you wanted to hide it there a whole Shabbos, then you realize, oh boy, I need that jacket. So then that's more of a problem. Also, then that kli becomes a basis, and you're not allowed to move it. Like you have a drawer that's meant for muksa, and then you forgot something in there, you're not allowed to open that drawer, even though you're not moving the muksa directly, because that entire drawer becomes a basis l'davar aser. V'yivarim yitz Hashem in the next seven. Yudalid. Al v'she'en etzarch l'kli ha-mutter, but let's say you don't need the kli that's mutter, or the place. Also l'tautala, you're not allowed to take an yeshal of davar muksa, if there's something mukzah on it. Right? V'lachein, also lito biyad of tinoik, if you're not allowed to carry a baby in your hand, afilu b'shus hayochid, even in a private property, em yesh biyadai even oishar dover mukzah. If the baby is holding a rock or any other thing that's mukzah, you're not allowed to move it. Even the baby. Achim yesh latina gaguin, but if the baby has gaguin, he's crying, and he wants the parent or the person, shimla yithlu yechala, and it's tinoik to the point where if you don't pick up the baby's going to get sick, and there's no way to get him, he's not letting go of this stone, because then he's going to scream and yell, then you are allowed to carry him. And let's say the baby is holding on to coins, you're not allowed to you can't even hold his hand while he walks. While he walks with his feet. Even if then even if he's crying for his parents, because we're afraid that the coin is going to drop out of Tinek's hand, and you're not going to want to use your money, lose your money. But say Shabbos, and he's going to forget it's Shabbos. He's going to lift it up. And then you see that he's taking muktzah with Tiltul gomor, but also afilu makom sakonas chayli. And this is also even when you're not even allowed to hold his hand where he might get sick if he ends up holding his hands, right? Kivan she'ein sham sakonas nefesh im lo yitlenu, since it's not a sakonas nefesh, so it's a big chumra, right? If the baby is holding onto a coin, then even if he's longing for his parents and really going to go meshuga, you still can't hold on to his hand. But there are poskim that say that that's only talking about to hold the actual baby. But to hold on to his hand, that would be allowed if the baby's really upset. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a good tvach, a good yom.